This is St. Louis Public Radio. In some working-class St. Louis neighborhoods, illegally dumped trash has been a problem for many years. That trash mainly includes mattresses and construction debris from rehabbed buildings. The city recently revamped its approach to cleaning up the most littered areas, but community organizers want the city to do more to stop people from dumping in these neighborhoods. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen has more.
It's a rainy spring afternoon, and I'm in the Dutchtown neighborhood looking for trash with Sunny Hutton, a community organizer with the Dutchtown South Community Corporation. She also lives in the area.
But yeah, we're going to check out a couple different sites. And these are spots that are typical where people dump.
We spend an hour driving through alleys where garbage is sprawled all over driveways and backyards of vacant properties. Hutton gets out at one point to look at bags of concrete and construction debris.
Like sometimes when you come to these homes that are abandoned, they won't even be in bags. They'll just be piles of them. And so when people see them, they think, oh, maybe that's just like the dirt and rocks from the abandoned building. But it isn't. Someone brought their truck out and dumped a whole pile of their debris.
Hutton is running a federally funded public awareness campaign called So Fresh, So Clean, So Creative Southside St. Louis. It's drawing attention to illegal dumping in Dutchtown.
These illegal dumpers are making the choice to dump in our neighborhoods because I feel as if they don't see the value in our neighborhood.
Alderwoman Kara Spencer says she hears a resident complain almost daily about illegal dumping. She represents the 20th Ward, which includes Dutchtown. In 2017, residents in Dutchtown, Wells Goodfellow, and Walnut Park East reported the most about illegal dumping to the Citizens Service Bureau.
We are not doing a very adequate job enforcing our laws as it relates to putting your garbage where it belongs. And that really fosters an environment of just putting garbage everywhere.
Much of the waste comes from people outside of the neighborhoods. Todd Walterman is the executive director for operations at the mayor's office.
It's people trying to avoid landfill costs, trying to save a buck. Okay, there's a lot of these people are making money. They're doing remodel jobs. And rather than driving to a legitimate landfill and spending $100 to do a dump, they're throwing it out in our lots.
When residents report dumping, the trash gets taken care of by the city's refuse or forestry departments. Walterman oversees Clean Up St. Louis. That's an initiative Mayor Leiter Cruson launched earlier this year to tackle the city's trash problem. The project organizes cleanup events and installed 100 surveillance cameras in the most littered parts of the city. The city's trash task force has 14 officers from the Metropolitan Police Department who investigate illegal dumping cases. If caught, the responsible parties are fined $500 and have to complete 40 hours of community service. Sergeant Joe Calabro says the task force often doesn't track down the culprits.
A lot of times what happens is the officers find that there isn't sufficient evidence or there isn't a witness.
Community organizer Sunny Hutton doubts that surveillance cameras or a trash task force will be enough to stop illegal dumping. She says that part of the problem is Dutchtown's vacant homes.
If you go to another neighborhood like the Central West End, you don't see anyone dumping there because their homes are occupied. You know, there are people actively walking the streets. There are people just there.
So it could take more than cleanups and surveillance to show people outside of Dutchtown that the neighborhood is not a dumping ground. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.